This year, don't give her gold or diamonds. Say I love you with a pound of fresh, aromatic coffee. Imagine the rich, velvety taste of beans grown in the highlands of Mexico, like the rarest of jewels. These beans are nurtured by hand, carefully harvested, and expertly roasted to perfection. With climate changes and fewer farms, this precious, limited resource will be available for a short time. So why not give her something truly special? Because sometimes a much-needed cup of caffeine is worth more than diamonds.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Welcome back to the, to the show that we're doing right now.
Wake up, fool!
You're really gonna be abnormal after this show.
I'm laughing like a ventriloquist dummy.
You are.
Show has become very, very silly.
Sounds like a fun group.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke. Forget it.
Best show we've ever done, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to get
showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask?
Who can know?
Well, I know.
Okay.
I know. And I'll share that with ye right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you
ready?
All right, pay attention.
Okay.
Get out your number two pencil.
Is that code for something?
No, just break it out. Just bust out your, well, see, that would be your pink crayon. Bust out your number two pencil.
Okay.
Make sure it's nice and sharp.
Okay.
Okay, you ready to take dictation?
I'm going to fill in one of those little Scantron bubble cards.
Yes, exactly. All right, ready?
Yep.
All right. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say,
okay.
Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And
that seems really easy.
Yeah. And then every time after that, you just want to listen. You just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. What do you get? Well, you get our feature channel. When we are live, by the way, we're supposed to be live between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Because that's... We have determined through, you know, all of our metrics,
extensive
research. We've discovered that unlike the live show that we did on 93.7 KHF,
yep,
the FM station, when we would get, you know, in-car listenership was our number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in-car listenership would start at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So we would start the show at 6 in the morning.
Who wants to do that?
Well, I did at the time because that's when people were listening. When we started doing this exclusively on Radio 434 and you know, on Facebook Live and then the repack of the podcast, which we could do anytime, really. But when we started doing the show live on Radio 434 exclusively, from the 6 o'clock hour to the 7 o'clock hour, there, I mean, it really didn't pay for us to be in here for that hour.
Yeah, because we checked on all of you and you guys were mostly just still in bed sleeping.
Yeah, pretty much. We watched.
You didn't see us.
We watched for a long time.
Because you were asleep.
Yeah.
But
some of you, we like.
Some of you were still watching.
We peeked in and then we ran, but some of you we lingered. Yeah. We lingered longer.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we determined that between the 6 o'clock hour and the 7 o'clock hour, you guys really weren't tuning in to this show on Radio 434. But then between the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour, the numbers blipped up a little bit. They just kind of blipped up. You know, they were like you were stirring.
Yeah.
Okay. You were stirring, but not quite yet awake. All right. But then, during the 8 o'clock hour, is when the numbers really spiked. I mean, they just went up.
Yeah.
9 o'clock hour, they went up again. During the 10 o'clock hour, they went through the roof.
Yeah, and that's when we really couldn't be sitting at your window because you'd notice us. You'd be up doing stuff and looking around.
So what we determined was we should do the show.
Calling the cops.
Yeah, live from 8 a.m. Do a mid-morning show from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that's the live show. And you can catch that on Radio 434. If you go to radio434.com or any of our apps, which, by the way, we have a brand new app. Not yet, but it's coming. We have a brand new app in the works. It's being developed right now. It is going to incorporate. Can I tell you this? Should I tell the peeps this?
This is the one that NASA is developing for us.
Not quite, but pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Okay. If NASA were in Great Britain,
if we could afford NASA.
Yeah. If NASA were in Great Britain. Yeah, we have a British company
that's
developing the app.
Yeah.
And we've worked with them for a long time on things.
Yeah.
And so they gave us the best product, best quote.
Yeah.
Best. We're a global product right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
if that company was the largest United States-based space exploration society company, that would they'd be just like NASA.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so we got this new app that's in the works, and not only in addition to the feature channel that you listen to with all of the really, really cool modern tunes and vintage stuff and blues and local music and bands that have played, bands that are touring and stuff, all that, you get that on the feature channel, plus us live between 8 and 11. But wait, there's more. On the new app, you'll also be able to access our podcast. And you'll be able to access our video feed right on the same app.
And grilled cheese sandwiches on demand.
Correct. So you don't have to jump around to all these different platforms to listen to us or watch us. You'll be able to get all of it on one app.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty darn special, I think.
Yeah, what other app lets you make a grilled cheese sandwich for yourself whenever you want?
Oh, no. It makes the grilled cheese sandwich for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just select the type of cheese you want.
That's even nicer.
It's even cheesier. All right. Speaking of the podcast, it's a repack of the live show. You can get that on the Alexa device. Just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel. And you can also find it on YouTube at the Mike Show VA. You can watch the show live on Facebook at the Mike Show VA. And again, coming soon, the new app where you'll be able to watch the show, you'll be able to listen to the podcast, you'll be able to listen to the live show, the 24/7 feature channel, all that stuff.
Access
all of our content and get a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
All right there on the new app for Radio 434 coming soon. We're looking in September.
Okay.
You know, that's when we're shooting for everything, September.
Yeah, because Britain is a month behind us. A lot of people don't realize that. Right now, it's August in America, and in Britain, it's still July.
Yeah, okay. Coming up.
That's why.
Yeah, coming up on the program.
A lot of people don't know that.
We are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with your nerd news. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid.
You should be afraid, actually.
And we're going to get stupid. So we got two smarts for one stupid. We got your stupid criminals.
You're gonna end
in
up ahead.
Dot news. Yeah. Yeah. Net ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we've got our top list. Did you hear about this?
No.
Let's talk about cars.
Okay.
Let's talk about your...
automobile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ford is patenting a new system, okay, that would automatically report speeding vehicles to the police. I don't know. It sounds like something Buick would do. You know, hey, you young whippersnapper, slow down.
Sounds like something that's never going to happen.
I don't know, but we'll talk about this. We've got the story. We're going to tell you about what Ford is up to. And then our top list. Top other things our cars can snitch on us for doing.
Okay.
That's all on the way. So, dude.
Yo.
It's been a while since you've been on the program. And I see you have your bridge hat on.
Yeah, I'm meeting with the ladies after this. Some bridge club.
Are you going to have little finger sandwiches?
Well, I'm going to have some of that bridge mix. You know, the chocolate-covered mixture of stuff nobody knows really what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's why I go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just for the sandwiches.
Well, I thought, you know, I like bridges, and I thought that's what it was originally, but
yeah,
turns out it's just about candy and gossip. And
do you like tunnels?
I guess there's cards.
Anyway.
Sometimes.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah. We have Darius is going to be joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market.
Mm-hmm.
He's over there, and we'll get with him about Saturday Market and all their upcoming events and things. And then speaking of events, I had a whirlwind 2 days because we, you know, we usually have the mic'd up pop-up concert series booked.
Yeah.
Like fully booked for months and months and months and months and months.
Yeah.
And I guess all the work that I was doing to get things squared away for Summer Jam, the 4th anniversary party at Three Roads, the Virginia 10 Miler after party, and all the other stuff in between. We've got Kieran Daniel is going to be coming. He is an international guitar sensation. Mm. Okay, quite frankly, this guy should be playing on the big stage at the Academy. He would fill that place.
Okay.
Okay. We have him at Three Roads.
What?
Which is awesome. It was a nice snag. It was a good get.
Okay.
And we got him. Okay. We got Kieran Daniel. He's going to be playing Blues Day Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Okay. Okay.
Then we have Praybeer. He has the trio. He is the jukebox. He's also the front man for the band Full Moon Fever. So he is a busy, busy guy. So we've got him, we've got all kinds of stuff. Okay, just know that.
Yeah.
And we're going to be posting our calendar of events very, very soon. Which, by the way, on the new app, people can text back and forth with us.
Mm.
People can request songs on the new app, and they can check our calendar of events. All of our stuff. We'll send out push notifications from the app telling you, hey, reminder, we have this event tonight.
Yep.
Come check us out. So those will incorporate the VIP database into
yep.
that. It's really
we have a very small group of our fans that have been asking us forever to be pushed around by us.
Yeah.
And so the push notifications is how we're going to take care of that.
Not exactly what we're talking about. But anyway, so we've got all this stuff going on, and the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series, I looked at the calendar for August and September, and we had absolutely no one booked in August, and today is August 2nd already.
Okay.
And I went, holy crap. Okay, so I went on a tear 2 days ago, and started really pushing for musicians to join us for the Mic'd Up pop-up. And we are now completely full up through. We have dates in November and December, but not many.
Nice.
So we've got a couple dates left in November and December to fill. But
yeah.
August and September are completely full. October, we have one date already full. And yeah. only one other date to fill, and I'm not sure what we're going to do
yeah,
with
Mike,
it yet.
Yeah, Mike went online and said if we don't get those 2 months filled up, the Lord was going to strike him dead.
That's not what I said at all.
And
did not say that
so
at all.
We nope. did. So we got him filled up, and we have Mike now.
Thank God I'm going to still be
the
alive.
Lord, the I Lord guess. Has preserved his life.
Thanks. Choir of angels.
Thanks to your help and the help of our local musicians.
All right. Anyway, so we're going to update you on all of our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. That's coming back around again. Got lots and lots to do. And if you're a runner, the Virginia 10 Miler, it's their 50th anniversary, and we're going to be hosting a series of events, including a fun run next Thursday that you can join at Three Roads. And we're introducing a brand new beer made specifically for the Virginia 10 Miler. It's called the 11th Mile Lager.
Is the 10 Miler going to happen inside Three Roads?
Not inside Three
that's
Roads.
That's a really small track.
Yeah, yeah. No, the fun run's going to begin and end at Three Roads.
Oh, okay.
And then their after party on September 28th, they're going to be at Three Roads, and we're going to do it festival style.
Nice.
Like we do all of our big fests in the outdoor spaces. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We've been, the show open segment has been really, really long. So we're gonna tell you more about all that kind of stuff and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Presenting the new Ford Geezer. The vehicle designed specifically with our aging society in mind. The new Ford Geezer comes with great features like a gas pedal that will keep you under 20, a warning light that lets you know the instant you leave the passing lane, a left turn signal that stays on for the life of the vehicle, and a mechanical fist that shakes at every passing pump that never had to work for a living. But there's more. The new Ford Geezer comes with a horrible built-in stench, essence of unchanged adult diapers, a front porch so you can yell at the mailman when he's 30 minutes late, and a telephone to stare at as you wait endlessly for the kids to call. The new Ford Geezer. Why not finance one today? It ain't like you'll live long enough to make the third payment.
Nope. The Mike Show. Hi there.
Hey.
This is not a filter, by the way.
Nope.
No. This is yeah.
This is really me.
Not a filter.
Nope.
Yep. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hi. Did we get you a flea dip?
I need one.
We should take you to Pet Craze or Petco or Pet Smart.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
Give me one of those treats.
Can you imagine if we walked in to Petco right now? Just walked in and took you up to the grooming counter and said, he really has a lot of knots. You're going to need to work extra hard on him. Here's an extra $10.
You got a hairball lodged.
Yeah. Hi there. It's the Mike Show. So how's that working out for you? I guess that's how it's working out for you.
Yeah, not really well.
Yeah. See, and again, not a filter. All right. So Ford, we told you about this. Ford is patenting a new system, okay? Or at least they're trying to.
Okay.
And it's a system they developed that would automatically report speeding vehicles to the police. Not the Ford vehicles themselves, but they'd use their onboard cameras to snitch on other drivers, okay? An equipped Ford vehicle could send a report with speed data and pictures directly to law enforcement and roadside monitoring units. The police would also get GPS information to help track the offender. Again, this totally sounds like something Buick would do.
You punked her!
I don't know how that would be, like, admissible in court.
Exactly. Well, for now, they're just trying to secure the patent. They haven't actually installed the technology in any vehicles.
Or have they?
We don't know.
Maybe they have.
And even if they do add it, there would surely, like you said, there would have to be a legal debate on this. Since an officer wouldn't have actually been there to witness the violation. However, what about the traffic cameras? What about the red light cameras?
Well, those things are pretty...
Those things send out... There's not an officer there. The red light camera takes a pic. It catches you in the act. They automatically get the... See, AI is processing those things now.
I said AI is processing
those things now. So I don't even think it goes to a human review. It's just they take the picture. It scans the license plate. They automatically, the computer system automatically sends you a ticket. I don't think there's any human being involved. I don't know for 100% fact, but I would think it'd be more efficient to have, you know, just the computer just send you the ticket.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, you know, get on our Facebook page and mention if you've ever gotten one of those tickets in the mail for, you know, a red light or something, because it's never happened to me.
Oh, and by the way, if you ever get a text that says that you owe from a toll, you know, have you ever gone through any of the bridges or tunnels, especially heading down to the beach, you'll know that they automatically, it's the same system, they automatically will just scan your license plate. They take a picture, scan your license plate, and then they send you a bill from the toll, from the bridge or the tunnel. And so it's the same exact system. But now scammers are starting to send these blast texts to people saying, hey, you have an unpaid toll, and to avoid paying an additional $50 fine, click here to pay your toll. And a lot of people are falling for this, falling victim to this. They're clicking on the link. It looks legit. You fill out all your information. You plug in all your credit card stuff. Guess what? Even if it says your toll is $22, they take everything out of your account. Every dime.
Dang.
Everything. They clean you out. So don't fall for that scam. But anyway, so, and we talked about this. There are stationary speed cameras, but they can only issue tickets based on license plate numbers because they can't confirm who's driving. So this is going to be an interesting thing. I'm looking forward to following that story a little bit more.
Yeah.
But now back to the funny. It's our top list. With Ford developing technology that allows our cars to alert people when we speed. And that's just the beginning. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top other things our cars can snitch on us for doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Number one. Top things our cars can snitch on us for doing. Singing out loud to Nickelback.
Automobile.
Calling drivers who cut us off in traffic things that would get us fired at work.
Automobile.
I can't do that one the whole time. Top other things that our cars can snitch on us for doing. Instead of keeping our hands at 10 and 2, we keep our knees at 7 and 5. Running the AC while our windows are down. Setting our boogers free through the cracked window. There you go. It's our top list today. Top other things our cars can snitch on us for doing. Shoving an iPad into our kids' hands instead of asking how school went. Yep. Not letting other cars merge just because we had a bad day at work.
Yep.
Top other things our cars can snitch on us for doing. Steering the rest of the families, or stealing, sorry. Take two. Top other things our cars can snitch on us for doing. Stealing the rest of the family's French fries from the McDonald's bag before we get home.
Yep, it happens.
Yeah. And top things, other things our cars can snitch on us for doing. Duh, listening to this show. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
The Mike Show. It's your
automobile.
Yeah. Coming up, we have news and we have not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, speaking of automobile. Speaking of automobiles.
Automobile.
Yeah. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Russia released a U.S. reporter who spent a year in prison. He was so isolated, the first thing he asked was, "What's Hawk Tua?" Speaking of, the Hawk Tua girl trademarked the phrase, "Bet on that thing." She should also trademark the phrase, "Whatever happened to the Hawk Tua girl?" A man in Washington was arrested for running over a flock of seagulls. The good news is he missed men without hats. And MTV turned 43 yesterday. Music television was supposed to be the death of radio, but the people made their choice. So happy birthday, losers. This is not headline news.
Hello. It's the Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you believe that girl's famous?
Yeah, I can. There's a lot of dumb in the world.
God.
And usually dumb just, like, overpowers anything smart.
Yeah.
It really does. So, yeah, I can see.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I can, too.
I saw a couple really funny memes, though. It's a little kid in the car with his dad, and he says, "Dad, why is my sister Rose named Rose?" And the dad says, it was one of those multi-panel ones. Mm-hmm. And the dad says, "Well, because, you know, your mom loves roses, and Rose was our first child, so that's why her name is Rose. Hawk Tua."
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
That's what the dad likes.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
No, I get it.
You get it?
I get it.
You get it?
Yeah.
All right. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
I think teleportation is an awesome superpower.
Now, technically, I just watched the Flash movie, at least part of it.
Okay, sorry.
The beginning part, I know. The beginning part. So I haven't gotten to the point where any of the... Is this the movie where the Batman come into play and all the different multiverse Batman come into play? Where the Flash goes back in time and he screws something up and then all the different people, all the different actors that played Batman make cameos.
There's a couple.
Yeah, because like Michael Keaton comes in. And
he's the main one.
But well, at the beginning, it's a different Batman. It's like this big, burly, you know, biker Batman.
I guess I don't remember.
Yeah, now I have to very memorable, isn't it?
It was an awful movie.
Who was the first Batman in the new Flash movie? Is this a race? The Flash Batman. The Flash. Wow. I don't want the wild cameos. Who's the first Batman in the Flash movie? Was it Ben Affleck?
Yeah, Ben Affleck was the first one because he's the main one in the DC universe now.
Okay.
And
all right.
Michael Keaton was the one in the past.
Yeah.
And then in the future, it's somebody else that you
So Ben Affleck.
Haven't seen yet.
He is in the first, you know, like opening series.
Right.
Okay, so it's Ben Affleck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's the current one.
God. Who is it? Then it's Michael Keaton.
The real Batman.
The real, thank you. Except for the real Batman.
Well, we're not going back to that far.
Yes, well, I mean, we should, actually, technically.
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be my opinion, but of course, you know, he's dead.
Yeah, and who else can sport the bat shark repellent spray?
I also like the memes of there's a scene, you know, the scene from Jaws where they're all like trying to get Jaws and then they got Batman with the shark repellent can anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you take Adam West out of the
equation. I'll never take Adam West out of the equation.
If you take him out of the equation,
I don't
then
want
it's
to.
Michael Keaton.
Yes, Michael Keaton definitely is Batman.
Yeah.
Okay, but I still question why they put rubber nipples on his bat suit.
I don't know.
And then the Ben Affleck one is even creepier.
Because Batman's a little weird.
I mean, it's even creepier. Although all of them with the, you know, who was the other one? The good Lord.
Here's the thing, though. I'm probably going to get some hate for this.
Now I just have to.
I don't think Batman's a real superhero.
Has played Batman. All right, Ben Affleck. Who is Jensen Ackles?
Who knows?
Well, Adam West, of course.
I think Christian Bale was my favorite.
Kevin Conroy, he played in the Teen Titans Go. Michael Keaton. Robert Pattinson. Sparkly Batman. Oh, the George Clooney Batman. His batsuit nipples were really weird looking.
Yeah.
Best Batman, in my opinion. I might get some hate on this one. Will Arnett. Lego Batman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Easily.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am glad we... Now, here, I'm going to rank...
Yeah, easily.
I'm going to rank my Batman. Okay?
Okay.
Bernie, who's one of my attorneys. Bernie Batman. And Peter Speederman.
Okay.
It's Batman and Speederman. Superheroes, attorneys at lore.
Okay.
Here are my favorite Batman. Will Arnett from Lego Movie. I'm going to get hate on this one. Michael Keaton. No. Will Arnett. No.
Damn it.
Ugh. All right. This is the for real one. Okay. All right. Adam West.
Okay.
Number one. Number one Batman. Okay. God. It's so close. But Will Arnett. Best movie Batman. and then Michael Keaton. That's it. That's my list.
Yeah, I mean, that's Will Arnett. List. Yeah, his depiction of Batman in the Lego movie is great, but I don't really consider him a real Batman.
Oh, no, he is the best Batman in movies.
Yeah. I think Michael Keaton, you know, after Adam West, it's got to be Michael Keaton.
All right,
and then
fine.
Probably Christian Bale.
So if we have to rank it best Batman of all times,
yeah,
it's Adam West.
Yeah. And then Michael Keaton.
And then Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
And then best animated Batman, Will Arnett.
Yeah.
Or I'll just go, yeah, fine. I'm so on the fence.
Will Arnett's good, but you can't really consider that a real Batman.
Yes, it is.
No, not really.
Incredible. Ben Affleck is, no, I don't like him.
Ben Affleck was a good Bruce Wayne.
No.
Yeah, he was.
No.
He was.
I disagree.
Okay, well.
I disagree. Well, anyway, getting back to superpowers.
But Batman he shouldn't even be in the equation when you're talking about superpowers, because he has none.
How do you know?
All of DC canon?
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know.
Well, how do you know? Maybe his real superpower hasn't been revealed yet. How do you think he does all those...
In 50 years?
Yeah, how do you think he does all those amazing things?
He's a trained martial artist.
And stay the most eligible bachelor in Gotham for 80 years running.
He's a pugilist, and he's rich.
Yeah, okay.
That's like saying Iron Man has superpowers. He doesn't.
Maybe I have superpowers.
I'm rich.
You don't.
You're not.
Anyway. All right.
So what would your superpower be if you could pick one?
Like a legit superpower?
Yeah.
I mean, the teleportation one is pretty cool, but you already picked that one.
Yeah.
Maybe X-ray vision.
Yeah, I think I would either...
You call me super pervy.
I would either go with teleportation, or I would go with, like, technology manipulation.
Yeah, no, I'd be... You can call me super perv.
Nice beaver.
I don't think that name would catch on.
Probably not. Anyway, so, but what about the least useful superpower?
Oh, okay. It'd have to be the Wonder Twins.
So forget invisibility and teleportation, the ability to time travel. If you could give yourself a superpower, but it was the least useful, what would it be?
Of actual superpowers?
I mean, just whatever. Yeah.
I don't know. Stretchiness, maybe?
Okay, I like that one.
Because Mr. Fantastic, I mean, Reed Richards, yeah, he's the smartest guy in the DC universe, or in the Marvel universe, but he stretches.
He's super stretchy.
Big deal.
All right, somebody on social media asked people what completely useless superpower they would love to have. Many of the things people brought up were at least a little useful, but the best ones were the closest to being totally useless. Oh, I know exactly what I would want.
Okay.
This is it. This is the one.
Okay.
I would want to be able to communicate with my cat. Like actual conversation.
Mm.
That superpower.
I think you'd be disappointed pretty quickly.
Anyway, here are a few that people suggested. No, I don't think I would, because Jerry loves me.
You think?
We would have very, very, very great conversations.
Until you realize that he considers you merely a servant.
Of course. Anyway, no, I think it's more than a servant.
Okay. Maybe his favorite servant.
To be able to cut my hands and make little tiny thunder and lightning storms that only I can see.
But you have to cut your hands first?
Cup your hands.
Oh, cup your
cup.
Hands.
Cup,
okay.
Not cut. A few people suggested these. These are on Reddit. Laser farts.
Well, did you ever see the movie Mystery Men? Where the one kid is invisible, but only when no one's looking?
Being able to transform your socks into any color in the blink of an eye. Hmm. These are totally useless, or maybe a little useful, superpowers that people would want. The ability to tie both shoes to precisely the same degree of tightness. The power to know exactly where any fly in the room is headed next. Oh, God. Shape-shifting, but only when you're alone.
Okay.
And then somebody said teleportation, but it takes the same time. Oh, teleportation, but it takes the same time to go any place by foot. So you go to another dimension and get stuck there for the time it takes you to actually get to your destination.
Right.
Can't do anything productive.
Yeah. No. Uh-uh.
So you just sit there.
That would stink.
Yeah. So, like, if I wanted to go to the beach and it takes 3 hours to get to the beach.
By car?
Yeah. So.
But you said by foot.
Oh, yeah. I did, didn't I?
So you're talking about like a couple days.
Yeah, that would suck.
That would really suck.
The ability to remember every single dream you've ever had. Does that include nightmares?
Oh.
I said nightmares? Yeah. These are totally useless superpowers that people would want. Being impervious to lava. That's kind of useful.
How?
The ability to walk on water. It sounds cool.
That'd be kind of cool.
The ability to speak fluently in any... Oh, with... See, this is mine! The ability to speak fluently with any animal. Oh, but only in their dreams? Oh, God. That's not what I mean. I'm a little snotty right now. being able to turn other people's... All right, this is a totally useless superpower. Being able to turn other people's poo smell into something nice.
I mean, that could come in handy.
And then here. Somebody said, I would want the ability to always enjoy what I cook. So basically, you don't know what you're doing. Even with your box of Kraft mac and cheese, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah, that was a dumb one. It is the Mike Show.
You did preface it by saying completely useless.
These are completely useless. So. And well, one or two of them was somewhat useful. Yeah. Coming up, we are going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to get even smarter.
It's about time.
Yeah. With your nerd news, we're going to talk with Darius from the Lynchburg Community Market.
We're always a little smarter after talking to him.
Yeah, absolutely. This portion, speaking of food, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
There's a good power to be able to
instantly get
have a Jersey Mike sub Jersey whenever Mike sub. You want.
Yeah, just at the, just, you know,
yep, there it is, hand and, right in my hand.
And there's my Jersey Mike's Sub. Right there.
Yep. At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be.
Yep.
We don't know where you go or what you do. Well, you know.
I mean, we
might.
Legally, we don't know.
Yeah, legally, we can't admit to knowing where you go and what you do. But regardless, if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. Michael Phelps, this is number one, doesn't just hold a ton of swimming records. He had a golf record, too. He held the world record for the longest televised golf putt. He nailed a 159-foot putt for eagle on live television during a celebrity tournament in 2012.
Okay.
His record stood for 10 years until 2022, when golfer Ian Poulter, edged him out by nailing a 162-foot putt.
Hmm.
Number two, the guy who invented Velcro got the idea when he was walking his dog in the woods and he saw how many burrs were getting stuck to the dog's fur.
Hmm. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Number three, boxers and their managers didn't originally throw a towel into the ring to give up. In the 18th and 19th centuries, they would throw a sponge into the ring. Okay. Number four, the United States has only formally declared war five times. The War of 1812, the Mexican-American War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, and World War II. The rest of our wars were technically military engagements.
Let's play some music.
And then number...
Where'd they go?
Then number five. The Chuck in Chuck Norris isn't short for Charles. You want to know what his real name is?
Chuck.
Nope.
Hmm. Charleston.
Nope.
I don't know. Charlemagne.
Nope.
I don't know.
It's Carlos.
Carlos? Really?
Yep, Carlos Norris.
That actually makes him sound tougher.
I know, doesn't it? If Chuck Norris could sound tougher.
Yeah.
That would be the toughest.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro.
This has been today's edition of...
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, random
facts.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we're going to get even more smarter. If that could possibly happen.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yep. Nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. We got that. We'll cover the most important news for your brain. Or you should be afraid.
I mean, it's been
There are some very, very scary things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so nerd news coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown of this week. In the Are We Alone news, a study found two gases in the clouds of Venus, ammonia and phosphine. This could be signs of microbial life. The lead author thinks there's a 10 to 20% chance. That means there could be life on Venus of some sort. In jewelry news and space news, Mercury, the planet, might have an 11-mile thick layer of diamonds hiding below its surface.
You know what I say. Let's go.
I'm rich. You're not.
Okay. In cat news, a common parasite that's found in cat poop could be trained to spit out special proteins to treat Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Let's do a deeper dive on this one. You know, I've heard that there's these parasites that infect humans through the cat poop. So if you're cleaning out the litter box and you're not completely thorough in washing your hands, you might get it. The parasite is called Toxoplasma. How do you pronounce that?
Toxoplasma gondii.
Toxoplasma gondii. It's that's how you.
Toxoplasma gondii.
Yes, I know she's irritated. So it's believed to be carried in a dormant state by a third of the population worldwide, and it has evolved to travel from the digestive system to the brain, where it secretes its proteins into neurons. All right, so it's evolved across the blood-brain barrier. And even the placenta poses a risk to pregnant women as it can cause miscarriages. So before you go throwing your cat out, all right, think here are the people that are most often that get the toxoplasma infection, okay? Cat feces with a parasite, the cats who hunt or are fed raw meat. So if you have an outdoor kitty, a kitty that hunts, or a barn kitty, okay, they're more likely to carry the toxoplasma parasites. You may get infected if you touch your mouth after touching anything that has been in contact with cat feces. This may be gardening or cleaning the litter box. You can also get it from contaminated food or water. Undercooked beef, lamb, pork, venison, chicken, and shellfish are all known to carry the parasite. Unpasteurized goat milk and untreated water may also be carriers. Unwashed fruits and vegetables, too. Contaminated kitchen tools and infected organ transplant or transfused blood. Rarely. But anyway. So basically what they've done, though, is to use this thing because it's actually evolved to cross the blood-brain barrier. International researchers led by the University of Glasgow, in collaboration with Tel Aviv University, wanted to establish if the parasite could act as a medicine delivery vehicle to disease-infected brains. Researchers focused on using the parasite to deliver a certain protein, which has a promising therapeutic target for things like Rett syndrome and Alzheimer's and things like that. The parasite successfully produced the protein and then successfully delivered the protein to the target cell located in the brain or in mice models. All right, so the concept is not without challenges, they say here, considering the dangers involved with the toxoplasma infection. So they're still working on it, in other words. But shows that might be promising. Who knew? Don't throw your kitty out. Just wash your hands. In plant news, genetic researchers found a way, found the specific genes that give roses their thorns. So now they'll be able to create all types of thornless roses. The only way to make them now was to crossbreed with other plants. In potty news, the study, no, not cat potty, us potty. The study finds it took a deep dive into why asparagus makes your pee smell weird.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
No. It has a unique compound called asparagusic acid. The sulfur in it evaporates as soon as it hits the air, so that's why the smell is so strong and immediate. And finally, in Planet of the Apes news... Take two. In Planet of the Apes news.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
Yes.
I would be honored. Touch him! Love him! Leave him on the apps, Mickey! Now I am as happy as a little girl. Yeah.
All right. So a study found chimpanzees might be able to talk. Scientists analyzed two old videos from 1962 and the mid-2000s. No, they weren't watching Planet of the Apes. And they think chimps in both videos said a word. Here, listen. All right, so that's the word. It sounds like mama. I don't know. Anyway, so there you go. It's nerd news this weekend. Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid or be very afraid. All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It is called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go to the Olympics. Simone Biles won gold yesterday in the 2024 Olympic all-around gymnastics title. Here she is wrapping up her routine, and then the winning scores were posted.
Long road from Tokyo to Paris, leading Biles to this moment, and do what she does better than anyone ever has. That should do it. She knows it. There it is! Vulnerable in Tokyo and victorious here in Paris. Simone Biles wins the gold. That's what greatness looks like.
All right. Kate Douglas had an excellent come-from-behind win in the women's 200-meter breaststroke yesterday.
The American, Kate Douglas in lane four, trying to hold off Smith. It's coming down to the final couple of strokes, but Kate Douglas is going to win the Olympic gold for the U.S. And Douglas gets that first Olympic gold.
All right. Team USA had an exciting gold medal win yesterday, fighting off New Zealand in the men's four rowing event. Here we go. Listen.
Team USA is leading the way. They are closest to the finish line, and the men's four delivers gold. Nick Mead, Justin Best, Michael Grady, Liam Corrigan, realizing right now they were the very best.
That is the first USA gold win in rowing since 1960. All right, let's go to viral videos. Speaking of the Olympics, ever been watching the Olympics and wonder if you could do some of the gymnastics? Me? Absolutely, positively, no. But there's a mom. It's a viral video of a mom in Canada who got into a leotard and tried doing some of the signature moves on couch cushions. Her husband recorded. Here, listen.
Gold.
All right. She's joking, but it's really funny to see her leaps and rolls. I'm going to save this one for stupid criminals. We'll go to this one. Couples are taking to TikTok to share their reactions to the results of pregnancy tests. Many times people will wait 8 to 12 weeks before going public with a pregnancy. Here is the reaction of this person revealing to her family the results of a pregnancy test on the TikTok.
Brady.
Do you want a baby brother or a baby sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too? Do you want a baby sibling?
Yeah. Okay.
Okie dokie. It is National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. So we dug up this vintage commercial for Borden's Ice Cream Sandwiches.
We're in for a treat. Ooh, Borden's Ice Cream Sandwiches. Crisp crackling crackers and in between, creamy smooth Borden's Ice Cream. That's what makes Borden's Ice Cream Sandwiches the best treasure of all. Elsie says, make sure Mom keeps plenty of Borden's Ice Cream Sandwiches on hand.
Boy, that's creepy. Let's see. Did that one. Harrison Ford will play General Thunderbolt Ross in the upcoming Captain America movie. That means he'll turn into Red Hulk. To do that, he had to do motion capture work. Here's Harrison from the recent Comic-Con joking about what that experience was like.
It took not caring. It took being an idiot for money, which I've done before. I don't disparage it. I'm just saying you have to do certain things that normally your mother would not want you to do, or your acting coach if you had one. But it's fun, and I enjoyed it. I had a great time, and I'm delighted at the response that we got today with the trailer.
All right. Hey, where's the music? There we go. That's it. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Let's do this one. Nick Swardson on being in his 40s.
Yeah, your 40s are weird. A lot of people are like, dude, you're 40? How do you deal with that? And I'm like, here's what you do. You hang out with the elderly. My entourage, my grandma and her friends, yeah, they're in their 90s, dude. You don't feel old around them. Like, when I turned 40, I had a panic attack. I was like, oh, my God, can't believe it, I'm 40. Around them, they're like, what? You're just a child. And I'm like, yeah, I'm still a child. But I feel bad for them because they don't have that in their life. Like, when they turn 90, they don't have anybody making them feel better. They don't have a 150-year-old friend like...
Good Lord. All right, there you go. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we'll have a good news story for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Here we go. Sorry. Oh, only one? Okay. Here's the kind of story that makes you realize your family isn't that dysfunctional. Police in South Carolina had to respond to a family brawl last Sunday night involving a gun, a knife, a broom, a can of bug spray, and a piece of poorly cooked chicken? What? It happened near Georgetown, South Carolina, about 40 miles southwest of Myrtle Beach. 27-year-old Anthony Harper was cooking chicken when his 25-year-old sister, Hope Harper, asked why he didn't season it so it could crisp up. He told her, "I know how to cook," and that, quote, "Grammy wasn't going to season the chicken." Their grandmother was in the other room. Hope called him a dumb dog, which prompted Anthony to shove her into the kitchen table and punch her in the face. Then someone else in the home walked in and fired a handgun into the ceiling to break it up, but that didn't work. Hope grabbed a steak knife, started chasing Anthony through the house. She finally stopped when Grammy showed up and started swatting her with a broom, but it still wasn't over. Anthony grabbed a can of Raid and started spraying Hope in the face with it. Then she snagged it from him, and sprayed him back. Someone finally called police, and the two siblings both said they wanted to press charges, so both got arrested. They're each facing charges for assault and battery. okay, I'm going to show their mugshots. I don't usually do this, but I'm going to anyway. There they are. Yeah, happy family. All right. What else? Do we have another story here? Let me see. Nope. Okay. Let's exit out that and go. I think we had sound on something. Yes, we did. Okay. We had a bunch. A woman in Florida was arrested on Monday after she allegedly drowned her roommate's pet spider. Renee Rasmussen faces misdemeanor animal cruelty and petty theft charges after killing the $70 spider. Here, do we have sound?
There's a spider in the bathroom. There's a big black spider in the bathroom. You know how I'm about insects. I can't sleep with a live thing crawling around in the bathroom.
Kill it.
I don't think that was it. And then there's this. A man in Indonesia allegedly stabbed his friend to death last week. Some friend. Over the classic riddle, which came first, the chicken or the egg? The man, known as DR, began stabbing the man after the victim came back to repay a drink tab and then began posing a series of riddles. So here, do we have sound on this one?
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Okay, fine. So we don't have any sound on anything, do we? All right. Anchor, man. Escalated quickly. I'm saving that audio for something else. Maybe the show end. Perhaps. All right. I know I'm derailing the segment. I know we're running way late. I know. There. Let's go to good news. We wrap up Audio Vault with a... take two. We wrap up this segment with a good news story because there is so much stupidity. A guy on TikTok takes photos of regular people on the street and posts them online. He's going viral after he asked a woman on the Jersey Shore if he could take some shots. Here's Phoenix taking pictures of Annie.
I go around taking pictures of strangers. I have a series on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube called Beautiful Strangers. And I thought you looked lovely sitting here. Would you mind if I take some shots here?
They're gonna buy you.
No. It's totally free. They're all yours if you want them or not. It's up to you. I just do it solely out of showing how everyone's just different and unique.
Oh my goodness.
No, you look great.
And that is the good news? Okay. All right, the good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. And you can also visit hillcityslide.com. Yep, August 24th and August 25th. They're turning Church Street into a great big huge water slide. 700 and some feet between Washington and 12th Streets. You're going to be able to slide down Church Street from just at the top of the hill, just past the YMCA. You need to get your tickets, though, and reserve your time slot at hillcityslide.com. Hit up that website, purchase your ticket, reserve your time slot, hillcityslide.com, and that takes place. There's two days, Saturday and Sunday. August 24th and 25th, it benefits the United Way of Central Virginia. So, while you are there, I'm going to tell you about our Summer Jam event that's going on August 24th. But first, we have something more immediate coming up at Three Roads. This coming Tuesday, August 6th, we have guitarist Kieran Daniel. This guy is international, world-class acoustic guitar virtuoso. You need to check him out for our Blues Day Tuesday segment. It is a free show at Three Roads this coming Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. Check him out. Kieran Daniel, he's fantastic. Absolutely just a phenomenal guitarist. And again, a world-class musician. He is touring Europe. He is in Italy right now, and he's going to be heading back to the United States. He's Australian, really, but he's going to be heading back to the United States, going to Nashville to play a show. And then on his way out of the country again, he's going to be stopping here in Lynchburg at Three Roads. So catch this guy August the 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. And then, again, our entire month at Three Roads in August is just jam-packed. As I mentioned, we have our Summer Jam event that's going on at Three Roads. That is the fourth anniversary of Three Roads in Lynchburg. And you can help us celebrate. We have three great bands that are going to be there. Bigfoot County, we've got Old Town Connector, and Elizabeth Wise. And because this is the also the 55th anniversary of Woodstock, they're going to be playing all Woodstock-themed tunes. So, of course, Bigfoot County is doing the Grateful Dead. Old Town Connector is doing 1 hour of CCR, 1 hour of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and 1 hour of The Band. And Elizabeth Wise is doing her tribute to the women of Woodstock. That all takes place on Saturday, August 24th, from noon until. We're going to have it outside, and we're going to be using all of the outside area around Three Roads, both of the parking lots. We'll have the main stage set up, sound system. We'll have vendors from the Love LYH Punk Rock Flea Market. They'll be our Saturday Shakedown Market at Summer Jam. Plus, we'll have food trucks, all kinds of arts, music, all kinds of things going on. And admission is absolutely positively free. Yep, not a dime to get in to Summer Jam. So if you are, and by the way, if you're down at Hill City Slide, you can make a day of it. Go to Hill City Slide, log on hillcityslide.com to get your tickets, and then they'll give you a wristband. Bring yourself with your wristband up to Three Roads, and you'll get dollar off drafts. So that's a pretty good deal. Summer Jam 24 coming up August 24th from noon until at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back. Oh, yeah, and Chapsticks are playing at Three Roads. Man, oh, man. They're playing, I believe, when? Let me check my schedule real quick. Oh, yeah. August 11th, they're going to be playing. We have the launch of the 11th Mile Lager, and that's in support of the Virginia 10 Miler. That takes place on Thursday. Plus, we've got a fun run on Thursday as well for the Virginia 10 Miler, starting and ending at Three Roads. And then we've got a musician, Keith McFadden. We'll be joining us for our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series on Thursday. We've got a lot going on, man. August and September, even October. August, September, October is jam-packed. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?